Welcome to the Inspire to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and in each episode, I will be sharing with you insights from either an inspiring person or myself to help you thrive and shine online and in person. We talk about all things marketing, relationships, money, business, growth, mindset, and more. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast, where we dive deep into topics that empower you to lead a more fulfilling and resilient life. Today, we are going to be talking about the invaluable power of self-awareness, why it is such a strong foundation for emotional and mental well-being, and how it can be a powerful shield against confusion, guilt, shame, and in some cases, gaslighting. I'm going to start off this episode by firstly giving you guys a little bit of an insight into the world of Thrive and Shine Co., some updates on this podcast, including the formatting, and also a little bit of a personal update, which I'm going to share with you guys in a moment. But before we begin, I just wanted to say a big thank you to all of the incredible guests that have applied to be on the show that have either messaged us on Threads or on Instagram. Your stories are truly amazing and they stand out. And I am just so grateful that I get to not only speak to you all and understand more about your expertise and the insights and the knowledge that you have, but it is absolutely phenomenal to be able to hear more about what is going on. Before we dive in, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. If you haven't already noticed, we are now introducing a new feature called the Real Talk series, which is essentially what you're tuning into right now. These are going to be short, impactful snippets that get right to the heart of important topics. And you can think of it as a quick shot of insight to keep you inspired and grounded, even when life gets busy. So if you keep tuning in and look out for both the full-length episodes and the Real Talk series, I'm excited to continue to keep sharing and growing with you wherever I am in the world, which leads me to a bit of a personal update. I am essentially going on holidays for the rest of the year, and I am going to be working from overseas. But don't worry, I've got you covered. These episodes will continue streaming all the way through till January 2025, so you will not miss a beat. And many of these episodes are pre-recorded, so you'll continue to get the same depth, value, and inspiration that you are used to. And on top of that, the Real Talk series is most likely going to be released on the same day of recording. So if you are tuning into this today, you are pretty much getting the most up-to-date insights and updates from Thrive and Shine Co. And my team and I are just super grateful that you guys are tuning in. So let's dive in. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the importance of self-awareness and why it is such a strong foundation for your health. Because let's start with the simple truth. When we are self-aware and we have a clear conscience, we feel grounded in who we are. And not only that, our skin glows, we sleep better, and we know that what we stand for is who we are. Essentially, it means you are living in integrity and there is a sense of internal clarity, which creates a solid foundation, making it very difficult for other people to sway you or to cause you to question yourself. Self-awareness at its core is about deeply understanding our emotions, our motivations, as well as our behaviors. And when we know these things about ourselves, the opinions or actions of other people won't easily shake us, especially if you come into someone that's trying to manipulate or deceive. Have you ever been in a situation where someone has tried to convince you or has said something to you that didn't actually happen? That kind of experience can often be very disorienting. And that's where self-awareness is crucial, and that's where it comes in. When we are truly in tune with our own experiences, our values, and we understand who we are and what is true, it's like having an inner compass that keeps us grounded. And not only that, we become less susceptible to those tactics because we know our own truth. So there is a significant difference between someone who is self-aware and someone who may struggle with self-reflection. And someone that is self-aware actually has no problem facing the truth And in fact, they welcome it because they know that truth is a part of the plan to growth and to peace. And they're not afraid to look in the mirror and take accountability, which is the cornerstone of healthy relationships and good health in general. It means you sleep better, your skin glows, your hair is shiny, you are happier in general, and you are able to see your own actions and the actions of other people very clearly. And so what that means is you have a lot more inner peace. Now, on the opposite end of the scale or on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are people out there that are going to try and resist the truth at all costs because it doesn't fit their inner narrative. And these people will create their own versions of reality, sometimes going as far as believing their own lies or making other people believe their own lies because the truth would require them to face aspects of themselves that they don't want to acknowledge, that is too painful for them to acknowledge. And instead of reflecting, they deflect. Instead of owning up, they blame others. And instead of growing, they'll continue repeating the same hurtful patterns, often causing others around them to actually question their own reality. And that is very, very sad and unfortunate. After having interviewed so many men and women on the show already, and I'm very excited for the upcoming episodes that are going to be released for the remainder of this year, I can safely say that this is a societal issue, and unfortunately, it is not going away. But what we can do is protect ourselves and our loved ones and share things like knowledge, education, and podcast episodes with the people that we care deeply about. That is why self-awareness is not just a nice to have, but it is an essential tool in your toolbox. It will protect you and your loved ones from taking on unnecessary guilt or shame that is not theirs to carry. And when we understand ourselves, when we know the truth of our actions, it becomes almost impossible for somebody else to make you or your loved ones feel guilty or ashamed for something that didn't actually happen. And what that means is you can rise up, you can stand tall, and you can thrive and shine knowing where you stand. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't make mistakes because we are human and nobody is perfect. Self-awareness does not actually mean perfection, and it does not mean that we will always show up as our best selves 24/7. Obviously, at times we are going to make mistakes, but it's about the attitude that we have when we do make those mistakes. So when we do something wrong, it's actually really important to admit it, to learn from it, and to make amends, and to not continue doing it again. But without self-awareness, we actually aren't protected from things like false guilt and false shame, which actually is a very heavy, low vibrational emotion and not a good state to be in, which is not only a bad state to be in, but it's actually not conducive to good health. It's not conducive to thriving. And it's definitely not something that's going to make you rise up to thrive and shine. And this podcast is all about helping you thrive and shine. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where someone tries to cast doubt on your actions or your character, remember to take a moment to tune in to your inner truth and remind yourself of who you are, of your self-worth that comes from the inside, that nobody else can trample on, that nobody else, no voice, no other person, no situation can change, because your self-awareness and your inner worth, that is your anchor. And with that, no one can make you feel small. No one can make you feel confused or ashamed for things that either didn't happen or are not true, because you get to decide who you are and you get to decide your own self-worth and your own value. Because at the end of the day, when you're self-aware, you don't need anyone else's validation or approval in order to feel whole. Guys, I hope that today's episode has helped you to understand the strength that lies within each and every single one of us. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about living honestly and with integrity, putting yourself first. And first and foremost, it's also about having and acknowledging your own superpowers that lead you to navigate life confidently, no matter what or who you encounter along the way. I hope that you have resonated with this episode, and thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember that if you have found value in this episode, to share this with someone that you love or someone that may need to hear this. And let's keep building a community that is grounded, that is thriving, empowered with unshakable truth. Until next time, stay inspired to thrive and shine. And if today's conversation resonated with you, hit that follow or subscribe button on YouTube, on Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts. And if you leave us a rating or review, that would be absolutely the cherry on top, because it helps more listeners to find us. And if you are tuning in on Spotify, you have probably already seen the update. We are now sharing these episodes as video content, just like you would if you were to tune in to the full episode on YouTube, which you can obviously find the link on the Thrive and Shine Co. Facebook and Instagram pages. Thank you again, my lovelies, and I will speak to you guys very soon. Have a great rest of the year, and I look forward to seeing you guys rise up to thrive and shine. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.